Hey guys, welcome to Colchonero Chat, the only weekly English language podcast on Atletico Madrid and a part of Into the Calderon, the SB Nation home for all things Atletico. Jeremy Barron here with you. We are doing show immediately after the conclusion of Saturday's Madrid derby. I'm joined by Rob Walker, my usual Monday guest, but he's appearing on a Saturday. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, especially after the 85th minute.
Yeah, between the 53rd and the 85th minute, not so great. But 85th minute on, splendid.
A little rough there just, at the beginning of the second half.
Just splendid. So yeah, it's finished 1-1 at Estadio Santiago Bernabeu. Two second half goals. Pepe opened the scoring about 7 minutes after halftime from a set piece. But Antoine Griezmann equalizing and getting the point for Atletico with 5 minutes to play. The fourth consecutive year Atletico take at least 1 point in a derby at the Bernabeu. That is I think is the best run in club history. No team has ever won 4 years in a row at the Bernabeu. But to go 4 years unbeaten there is still pretty good.
It's a really good return. I mean, many teams go to the Bernabeu and struggle, so it's a great record to have.
And this was, overall, I'm very happy with this result. Aside from the opening, like, 10 minutes of the second half, when Atleti really were pretty poor, they were, I thought, pretty good today. At end of the first half, I think Real Madrid woke up a little bit, and they carried that into the second half, but they really missed opportunities to finish it off. Jan Oblak made a couple outstanding saves in this game. He was great. I think Real Madrid really missed chances, though, in Atletico. Finally got a great one late, and they didn't miss it.
Yeah, and Atleti made some good chances up to that point as well. Like, before the goal, they had a couple shots, and especially the Griezmann bicycle kick that was sort of offside.
It's sort of. Griezmann gets called for offside. I think it's just trolling him now. He gets called for offside on anything.
Yeah, but I thought he was on, but, you know.
It was very close, and he wouldn't have scored anyway, as Keylor Navas made a really good save on it. But that was about 10 minutes before his goal. And yep. Yeah, you got to give Atleti credit. I think this is also more impressive considering that this is a far from fully fit Atletico. Cholo used all three of his subs today, but no Nico Gaitán, no Kevin Gamero. Boy, they really missed Gamero. You saw that today. So they're missing key pace and speed and creativity guys. So he threw on Correa for Saul, which was really the best change he could make. Tomas Partey came on for the unimpressive Fernando Torres, and then Jose Ma came on for Carrasco to kind of close out the game. Those were really the only changes Cholo could make, and I thought he made the most of this with a relatively bare-bones squad. I think doubling how impressive this is.
Yeah, I totally agree, especially with missing Kevin Gamero. I think he would have been huge for this game in terms of having someone to get on the end of long balls and make long runs. He would be great for this game. But I think it's impressive that all the subs that came on did a good job in closing out the game, and especially Correa, who put it on a plate for Antoine.
Oh, man, Correa. Yeah, this was his best game in a long while. He came on just after the hour for Saul, who wasn't very good. His handball and yellow card set up the Toni Kroos free kick that landed on Pepe's head and in behind Jan Oblak. So Correa came on and he played great. He was really the only option that could change the game for Simeone, and he did change the game. Change it he did, and he slipped in a really great through ball for Griezmann to hit a sliding finish on, and he put on a dribbling exhibition with about 2 minutes left in added time to kind of salt some of the time off the clock, which is, I thought, very nice and very smart.
Yeah, that was a really great little run where he held on to the ball, rode a couple of challenges, and got out of it. And it was really, I mean, he did a very good job holding up the ball as well as going forward.
Yeah, he did. So I did a Facebook Live show talking about the first half of this game. In the event that you missed it, I'll recap the first half briefly here. Pretty intense. Not really a whole lot in it. The best, we have to talk about Stefan Savic clearing Cristiano Ronaldo's shot off the line. That's the thing. That's the thing we have to talk about. God bless 21 Savic.
Yes, we love you.
That's my new nickname for him, by the way.
I approve of this.
21. Seeing as you're from Atlanta, I figured you would approve.
Yes, I am from the Georgias.
21.
Oh man, I've never not expected anything more in my life.
Yeah, Savage
Just to
has
see
to change
Stefan
his.
Savage clearing Cristiano Ronaldo's shot that was totally goal bound.
Yeah, he. This was a really quick counter. Oblak was completely flummoxed. This was going in, and Savage got there just in time to head it out. Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, really good. He really stepped up in this game.
He
He's been
did.
patchy the whole season, and he needed a good performance.
He did, and that was one of my three keys to the game. Was Savage had to do well, and my others were Carrasco had to play well and probably score. He didn't score, but he played fine. And Atleti had to avoid the slow start. They had to keep Madrid off the board in the first half, which they did. Did you think the BBC was better in the first half than the second half? Because I think the second half, Atleti did a great job shutting them down.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. In the first half, they put together some great moves. It
Ronaldo
was pretty,
especially.
a little scary. So
Yeah.
once, and I don't think their subs really worked out for them. Toni Kroos coming off, I think, hurt him a little bit. But who knows if he got hurt from that Pepe thing.
I
So
think he was. He was moving around a little gingerly after that.
yeah, I mean, they clattered into each other, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So Simeone expected Isco to start this game. He said in his pre-game presser on Friday that he expected Isco to start and he expected Real Madrid to press really hard, really intensely for the first 20 to 25 minutes. That didn't quite pan out. Isco did not start. He came on with about 15 minutes to play, which, if you ask me, is a little late. But then again, I'm not Zinedine Zidane. Casemiro started instead, and Real Madrid worked their way into the game. The final 15 minutes of the first half, they were really good. That's when Savic needed to make that clearance. A couple other really good chances as well. Benzema was pretty involved at this point. And then in the second half, that all went away. Ronaldo was really uninvolved, especially when Real Madrid were nursing that 1-0 lead, and Atleti were getting closer and closer to getting one past Navas. Gareth Bale just did a lot of running, didn't really have a whole lot of end product. Benzema had a chance just before Pepe's goal that Oblak made a great save on.
Yeah, at times they create some good chances, but you're right. In the second half, they really kind of dropped off a bit. Cristiano, especially, he really didn't have too many chances, I don't think, in the second half that I remember. And it's interesting. I understand why Simeone thought Isco might start because he was really good in the derby at the Calderon this season.
And Isco's been in
When,
great form
like,
lately.
yeah, he has. So I can understand where he's coming from there, but he really didn't affect the game that much.
No, he didn't, and got to be disappointing for Real Madrid and Zidane especially, who Isco has and James as well. Isco and James have been really lightning rods in terms of controversy and their roles in the team for this year and in the future. You know what really surprised me though was that we didn't see Morata in this game. That was shocking to me.
Yeah, I didn't really get that. I guess they had to bring on Nacho for Pepe and maybe even Isco for Cruz, but then Vasquez seemed like a strange choice out of James Rodriguez and Alvaro Morata on the bench.
Like,
But
Lucas Vasquez is a fine player, but if it's between him and Morata and you want to put this game away at home, you got to pick up Morata. At least I
yeah,
think.
either him or James,
Like,
just one of those two, I would say.
the dude is their second best goal scorer this season behind only Cristiano. Dude's good.
And I'm sure he is very annoyed that he was forced, I guess, kind of forced out of Juventus a little bit because they had that buyback clause on him, and now he's sitting on the bench all the time, so.
Yeah, when he's played this season, he's been great. He scored the
Yeah.
brace midweek against Leganés.
He's been good.
Yeah, he has been. It was I think the Nacho for Pepe substitute may have thrown those plans into the abyss, but I was very surprised that we didn't see Morata. Because when he's played, he has a great minutes to goals ratio, and he's been awesome for them this year. And they could have used him because I don't think Benzema was that good. He looked slow. He looked off the pace a little bit, especially as the game wore on. He didn't really have much of a role. Credit Atleti's defense and their defensive organization, which I want to talk about, but that was really strange for me. A lot of Zidane's choices are strange, but they usually work out for him. This time it didn't.
Yeah, they sort of lost control of it in that second half of the second half there. They They had a good control of the game on some counterattacks, but didn't really do a whole lot with it. But Atleti made their chances, and they got the best one and scored it. So
yeah, they did. Defensively, Atletico, I think, were really good in this game. Both the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes, I think they were great. Again, shut down the BBC. Godin and Savage were both great in this game. Midfield was a little soft at times, but the switch to 4-3-3 after Tomas came on, bringing on Correa and bringing on Tomas made Atletico more tactically flexible, allowed them to move forward a little bit. But before then, I think they were really compact, really good forcing just passes out well outside the box, outside of danger areas. What did you think they did defensively? What could they have done better, if anything?
Yeah, I think they did a good job of marshalling the front players for Real. They sort of sucked away the space so that they couldn't get the ball out wide to their dangerous players or inside to someone like Modric, something like that. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think they stayed compact the whole game. Godin was amazing, as usual. And I think the midfield helped out a lot. Gabby, of course, was back there all the time. I thought it was quite funny to me that he was one of the ones that didn't get booked in this game. But
yes. Yeah, Gabby was not booked, although he could have been. Koke was booked. He will miss next week's game against Osasuna. Hopefully he will not be needed.
Time wasting.
Yeah, in the 89th minute, he was so close to getting out of this without a booking, but, you know.
Yeah. I thought the ref could let it go a couple more seconds, but, you know.
Yeah, but he will miss the game against Osasuna next week. Saul was booked for handball. Godin was booked. Let's see what else. Jose Mach came on to kind of seal the deal, but initially that substitute was not going to be Jose Jimenez, Rob. You know who it was going to be?
Oh, it was going to be our Lord and Savior.
It was going to be Cherchi in a Madrid derby.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw him warming up on the sideline about to come on.
I didn't know what to think. Like, I get it, Cholo has no options, but it's Cherchi. He's played once this season. Really?
Why not? You know?
I mean, that is top level. That is top level managing.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. And while he was getting ready to come on, they scored, and then he had to sit back down. So
that is, as our friends at SB Nation's Interblog, Serpents of Madanina, told us, that is the effect having Alessio Cherchi getting ready to come on has on your team.
Yep.
That's the effect.
Real Madrid, they got scared.
Like, okay, we really have to score a goal now. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. So
we really have to score. Speaking a little bit about how Atletico were defensively, you saw the later this game got, the less effective, in particular, Cristiano was. I can't really remember him having many substantive touches in the final 20 minutes. It was very impressive.
Yeah, it was very odd for him. I do wonder how much his age is affecting how deep he can play into games, because through the Euros and into last season's Champions League, he kind of fell apart a little bit, but
I mean,
in terms of fitness. But
the dude is a total freak. He's an athletic freak.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one really like him in terms of how he prepares and his build and all that. No one is really like Cristiano, but age hits everyone. I mean, he's 32 now, and his impact, you could see it in this game. His impact just was not where it needed to be. And really, the BBC in general was pretty unimpressive.
Yeah, second half especially, they couldn't really get anything going between them. But I mean, really, I totally agree. I can't remember too many chances for Cristiano in the latter stages of the game, which is normally when he would turn it on in the past, when he was at the peak of his powers, of course.
Yeah, this reminded me a bit of the derby at the Calderon last November. October 2015. That was also 1-1. That was the only derby in which Rafa Benitez managed. And Real Madrid scored really early, and Atleti frustrated in the rest of the game, and Real Madrid were content to nurse a 1-0 lead, and it came back to bite him. This was very similar today. the later the game got, the more Real Madrid were just content to kind of move the ball side to side, not really challenge, not really press forward. And all the while, when Atletico were launching forward, they were getting increasingly dangerous and increasingly better opportunities.
Yeah, agreed. And they sort of left themselves open a little bit for Atleti to move through the middle of them and out on the wings. And they did a good job creating chances. Of course, the ridiculous chance of the game was Saul from about a mile and a half away shooting on the volley, which was amazing that he actually got it on target. But
yeah, it was a volley, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a very impressive chance. And for Griezmann, it took him a few tries, but he finally got the better of Navas. His first try was a counterattack. He started from the halfway line, and he tried like a half chip type of shot that caught Navas off guard, led to a corner. Then he had the chilena that was ruled offside that Navas saved, and then he had the big one with 5 minutes to go. What did you see on that goal?
Well, Angel Correa did a very good job dribbling and making space for himself and then threading a through ball right in front of Griezmann, but not too close to Navas to the point where he could have cut it out, and Griezmann just took one slight touch and then passed it past Navas. It was really good.
I think the ball was great. The finish was supreme, and that's what Griezmann can do. And he had a few chances, but overall he was kind of quiet in this game. Relatively speaking, I think he was playing away from goal too much, especially in the first half. But when he got closer to goal, you saw it in the final 5 minutes there. Great sliding finish. Navas had no chance to stop this. This was always going in. And the Correa ball was excellent. So yeah, a bare bones pretty much Atleti get the draw at the Bernabeu. A really good result. Madrid still 10 points clear with a game in hand, but Atleti were never going to challenge that. They have been out of the league title race for 4 months now. Almost five months. So third place, it has been the goal. It's going to continue to be the goal. Sevilla cannot catch Atletico today. They are about to kick off. I'm actually watching it right now as we're doing this. They are about to kick off against Deportivo La Coruña. So a Sevilla victory would still leave them a point back of Atletico.
Yep, and this draw is fine for that race, I think. So I think we're pretty settled in third, barring some late season collapse, which I don't really anticipate happening. But I think we'll be fine in third.
Yeah, you got after the 6 weeks left, Atleti could be 4 points ahead, could be 3 points ahead, could be 1 point ahead. If Sevilla drop points again today, then Atleti have got to.
Yeah.
Atleti are already considered the heavy favorites for third place, but they're going to be even considered even more so if Sevilla are to drop points again today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wednesday, Atleti play Leicester in the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinals. Hopefully, Kevin Gamero will be healthy for that. He was apparently pretty close to getting the go ahead to play today on Saturday. Unfortunately, was not to be for him, still battling the tendonitis that he got over international break with France. But hopefully he will be available, at least off the bench, on Wednesday. He's going to be needed.
Yeah, that's going to be a crazy game. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an exciting game between two teams that are in good form right now.
Yeah, Leicester play tomorrow. They will have less rest than Atleti, as they will have one less day off, and they are the ones that have to travel from England to Spain. Could have an impact. They're not going to have Wes Morgan either. He is injured. He has suffered a knock, and he is not going to be making the trip Wednesday, which could be important as their captain.
And that's big, because they really have not a lot of squad depth at center back. So
yeah, they have a Beneluan as their other one.
Ooh, yeah.
And I have been informed that he's barely played in the last 18 months.
Yeah, it's just been Morgan and Huth forever.
Yeah, it's been Morgan and Huth for... It really has been forever. It's felt like forever. Sevilla have just scored, by the way, in the first minute.
Oh, well.
So they are ahead 1-0 against Deportivo. Stefan Jovetic with the goal.
Come on, Pepe Mel. Come on. Do something.
Anywho, but yeah, that is coming up Wednesday. Would you have liked to see a guy like Griezmann or Koke or even Carrasco get a little more rest? Even though it's the Madrid derby and it's really, really important, would you have liked to have seen them maybe get a little more rest?
Perhaps, but then I think at the moment our squad is so thin that the players that would have come in for them wouldn't have been as good. It wouldn't have, I mean, even if we would have lost, I mean, it wouldn't have been disastrous, but still, I think getting a point out of this game is good.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, so.
Tomas is the second sub, a normally defensive player coming in when you need a goal. That's kind of emblematic of the current squad situation. Hopefully it will be better come Wednesday. At least getting Gamero back, that would be huge. He would come on for Torres, or he would start over Torres, who again was not very good in this game, just didn't have much to offer.
He had one big chance.
He had that 1v1 with Navas. It actually wasn't a great chance. Carrasco's through ball had way too much on it. And Torres didn't have enough time to settle it down. He literally had to take one step and then shoot, and Navas was ready for it. It wasn't a great chance. And of course, everyone still gave him crap for it because he's Torres.
Well, yeah, you could see what he was trying to do on that. He was trying to lob him or chip it over him a little bit, but
he had no time.
He didn't really get the right touch on it because it was, as you say, a ball that was pretty fizzed in.
Deportivo have equalized in the fourth minute, 1-1.
Let's go.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Pepe Mel.
Oh, Sevilla. You are so special.
Yeah, they're running out of gas.
Anyway, so Torres wasn't too good.
I thought Thomas did pretty well when he came on.
Oh, he was great. Yeah. He was pushing forward.
He really made the midfield a little bit of his own. He was able to push through their defenses and create some good passing opportunities.
He ended up playing just behind Griezmann at the top of the three-man midfield when Atleti switched to 4-3-3, and thought he did well.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he had a good game.
Like, he's naturally a defensive player, but he's shown, because he's so athletic and he has a good range of passing, that he can play a more advanced role if he has to.
Yeah, and if he can improve that final ball pass, then he could be a heck of a player going forward as well as defending. So that would be great to see.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you, and just kind of finishing off the earlier point, if you'd taken Griezmann off, he wouldn't have scored the goal. Carrasco at least got a few minutes off. Torres got, you know, about 15 minutes extra rest if he needs to start Wednesday, which he probably will. I'm going to guess that Simeone brings Gamero off the bench unless he's totally cleared. So
yeah.
I'd say this is about as good as it could get. In fourth year in a row that Atleti have taken at least a point from the Bernabeu, which is excellent for, you know, after the 14 years without winning a single derby, 25 matches without winning, to now have done what Atleti have done the past 4 years in the league, which is win three derbies and draw the other. That's pretty good. I'd say that's pretty decent. That's a decent return.
Yes, extremely good return.
Yeah.
And a good result today as well, I think.
Yeah. And with
I mean, Real Madrid are a very good team. They're probably going to win the league. So it's hard to be upset with a point.
Well, now it comes down to the Clásico.
Yeah.
That Clásico, I think it's April 23rd, is the Clásico. That's going to determine who wins La Liga. If Real Madrid take a point or win it, they're going to win La Liga. If Barcelona win it, it just throws everything into chaos.
That'll be a fun game. I'm glad I don't have a stake in it.
Yeah. I generally am not a fan of El Clásico, but that one might actually be worth tuning into.
Yeah, if there's nothing on an El Clásico, it can be a bit of a snooze fest. But I think this one has a lot of meaning, so it could be a good one.
I'm still waiting for a goalless Clásico. We haven't had one in 15 years. I'm still waiting for it.
It'll happen.
And I'm concerned that I'm never going to get it again because those two teams are just now so hyper rich and hyper stacked that they're going to score at least one goal every game.
Yeah, the attacking players those teams have, it's ridiculous.
I badly want a goalless Clásico, but I am somewhat resigned to never getting one.
Yeah, well, Maybe when, you know, something happens to them in a bunch of years and they're terrible, then maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, like the old days. Yeah, the last goalless draw was, I think, in 2002 in El Clasico. So maybe it'll happen again April 23rd. That'd be great. That'd be fun.
When Messi retires, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what else? What else do you got? Mattress maker of the match. It can only be one guy, right?
Griezmann?
It can only be him.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good.
Scored the goal, made it happen.
Godin and Savage were both really good. Correa was good, but Griezmann was the one who scored it, so I think it kind of has to be him.
I don't think there was any particularly bad performances out of everyone. Juan Fran looked shaky at times.
Juan Fran was pretty good, I thought. I thought he kept up today. Felipe and Juan Fran were pinned back almost for a lot of the game, trying to account for the BBC, and because Marcelo and Carvajal were really good for Madrid.
Yeah.
Tough for them to get forward.
Yeah, the only knock on Juan Fran is he kind of let Pepe go for the goal, but other than that, he was fairly solid, I think.
Pepe did, like, some serious, like, head fakes on that goal, though.
What is up with Pepe's hair?
Yeah.
It just confuses me. He's had every haircut in the universe.
Are you confused that he has hair now, or is it this particular style?
A little bit of both.
You never know what he's going to look like from week to week.
He's trying to look good for his move to China.
Yeah. Or England or France, depending on which tabloids you read.
Yeah.
Very, very well could be China. So, Griezmann, mattress maker of the match, and I think the Saul wasn't great. Torres wasn't very good either, but other than that, I think it was, for both sides, a pretty even performance. The draw is a deserved result. Real Madrid fans are not going to be happy with this. I'm looking forward to seeing what our comments section looks like. Sevilla have just gone ahead 2-1 in the ninth minute.
Oh, jeez. That's an amazing game.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give it my full attention when we're done here, but I'm very interested to see what the Into the Calderon comment section is going to look like, let alone the Managing Madrid section.
Yeah. Well, they're in a title slog now, so...
Yeah, that opens up slightly the race. And Barcelona play Malaga at Malaga later today, which is a place they haven't done too well in lately.
Yeah, that's their bogey team.
Yeah, other than Sociedad at Anoeta, this is the other one. Maybe the new one, since they won at Anoeta earlier this season. So,
but Malaga are not very good,
they
as we saw.
Are not. No, but Carlos Kameni always seems to put in a good performance against Barca for some strange reason.
Who knows? But you're right, he is always sensational. He was injured in their last game against them and made a ridiculous save.
Yeah, yes, he was. So if he manages to pull off some heroics there, this may not sting so much for Real Madrid. But for now, not too great for them, and I'd say about as good a result as you can expect from Atletico in the state they're in right now.
Yep, agreed. Looking forward, sort of the rest of La Liga isn't super important to us, I guess. The focus has been for a while on the Champions League, so we just have to keep getting points and just secure our third place at this point, I think.
Yeah, if Sevilla win today, they'll be a point back. Atleti host Osasuna next week, which should be a win. Yeah. After Osasuna, Atleti go to Cornea and take on Espanyol, which will be a tough game. So third place is far from secure. Atleti are going to need Sevilla to probably drop points again in the final 6 weeks, but right now it's looking good.
Yep, we're on track right now, and barring anything crazy, I think we're headed to our third place.
I mean the top four is secure pretty much.
Yeah,
I'd say so. After Atleti beat Sociedad in midweek, and the top four is no longer much of a worry.
Yep, for sure.
All right, what else we got, Rob?
I think that's about it. Champions League this week. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one, I think.
Yeah, we are going to be doing some interesting things ahead of the Champions League and the return of the quarterfinals ahead of Wednesday and after the game Wednesday. So I'm not going to spoil anything, but stay tuned for that. We also have a big piece dropping tomorrow. And Into the Calderon exclusive drops tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm not going to spoil anything, but just be on the lookout for this piece here.
Check it out.
All right, well, that'll do it for this post-Madrid Derby edition of Colch Narrow Chat. As ever, I'd like to thank my guest, Rob Walker.
Thank you, as always.
My pleasure, man. I'd ask you to stick around for just a second as I conclude the sign-off message. You can follow Rob at rwalk03 on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at jbberen. That's JBBEREN. Follow the blog Into the Calderon on Twitter at Into the Calderon. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Into the Calderon. We did a Facebook live video today. Well, I did. Between the first half and the second half of the Madrid Derby. And we're hoping to do some more stuff in that vein as the season wraps up. So you're going to want to like us on Facebook. Not all of you like us on Facebook. Fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You can also find this edition of Colch Narrow Chat as well as other episodes of Colch Narrow Chat on the following platforms: iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, Google Play, and TuneIn. Listen and subscribe on those platforms. Leave a rating and review on iTunes as well. Okay, that'll do it for this Saturday edition of Colch Narrow Chat. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Adios.